You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Peters.
Hey, I'm Anissa Foles.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Fergie L. Philippe.
Hi, I'm Eliza Ullman.
Hola, soy Florencia Cuenca.
Y yo soy Jaime Lozano.
Hi, this is L. Morgan Lee.
It's Alex Brightman from Broadway and beyond.
Hi, this is Joe Iconis.
And this is Lauren Marquez.
Y estás escuchando.
And you're listening to
B-Way Show.
B-Way Show.
B-Way Show.
The podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to B-Way Show, the podcast. Your home for theater conversations from a passionate Broadway fan and reporter. I'm your host, Shoshana, and I want to start off by emphasizing Black Lives Matter, period.
Show must go on.
It's show time. Get it? Because I'm Beetlejuice and she's show. Anyway, B-Way Showtime. You know, the whole being a podcaster thing. Listen or else.
Happy Inauguration Day. In honor of President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.'s inauguration, where we witness a person who stutters make the inaugural address, this week's guest is Paul Rudd, who shows us uniting with SAY, the Stuttering Association for the Young, is an organization just as marvelous as Ant-Man. Here's our conversation from November 11th, 2019, at Paul Rudd's 8th annual All-Star Bowling Benefit for SAY. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, Shoshana here with Paul Rudd at your 8th annual Stuttering Association All-Star Bowling event.
Well done.
Thank
you.
You
got all of that out and in the right order.
Yes.
Yeah, this is our 8th year.
Tell me a little bit why you started it in the first place.
I've been involved with SAY for about 12 years. I did a play and I played somebody who stuttered. And I had never really met anybody who had stuttered. And I wanted to learn about it. And so I got online. And through kind of some research, found Taro Alexander, who came to rehearsal. He had just started this organization. I learned a little bit about stuttering from him, and then I came to one of their meetings and met some of the kids, and I was so blown away by the organization. And it was the first time in my life that I really thought about people who suffer from severe speech impediment. I was so moved by the kids that I wanted to get involved in the organization, and it has grown over the years until 8 years ago, we decided let's hold a bowling tournament to see if we can maybe raise some money and help fund some kids getting to camp or some of the events that SAY would like to fund.
Yeah, I learned about SAY first this year because of the annual gala. Them sing and read poems, and the confidence that they gained there was amazing.
It is not to be understated. And the first time I ever did, I hosted a gala, and the very first time I ever did it, a kid came out to introduce me, and he was about 7 years old, 8 years old. He was tiny. He was in a suit that was too big. Came with a microphone and, you know, some index cards. And he's on stage in front of 300 people. And he started to introduce me, and he had trouble speaking. The audience was silent, but he stuck with it, and he was really doing his best to tell the crowd that I was coming out. He was 10 seconds in, and I was already, I burst into tears. And I thought, my God, it's hard to speak in front of a crowd, let alone you're a kid, let alone you have a stutter. And then I was so bowled over, by the way, pun intended, of the confidence. And now I've gotten to know a lot of these kids since they were that age and they've gone through college. And I've seen how they've changed because of this organization. I've met parents who have said SAY changed their lives and changed the lives of their kids. And so it has been an honor to be involved in something so profound.
I love that so much. And going from the gala, which is a lot of talking, singing, and that type of performance, to a bowling alley, which by itself, by the nature of it, is kind of more relaxed.
Yeah.
And, you know,
this
like,
is a party.
Bowling with Ant-Man, as I like to say, is just like a casual weekday, what I always like to do, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, look, let's face it, you could be bowling with Hulk, and that's really a dangerous endeavor. But this is a total blast. And the kids are involved, and they're running around, and, you know, they're bowling and playing games and eating food, and they're on a sugar high, and it's a chaos. It's perfect.
And now to get to the really intense parts, do you have a nice bowling technique you'd like to share?
No, my bowling technique is awful. If anybody actually saw me bowl, it's awkward. It doesn't look good, and it seldom works. I put no spin on the ball. There's such a thud every time I approach the line, because I can't even get the smooth swing down into the ball. I always drop it.
I like to hear that Paul Rudd is just as awkward as the rest of us. So.
Well, bowling should be fun, and you want to be competitive. But I often wonder, is it something you want to be really good at?
Right. That's your little go-to whenever you meet new people. Fun fact for your day, I'm a really good bowler. And they're like, okay, let's get a 300.
Yeah, that's good. That's right. I'm like, yeah.
No strikeout here. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, no, thank you. I always kept it going, but I'm glad you cut it off. It wasn't that interesting what I was going to say.
I doubt it, but I appreciate you taking the time with us. BWayShow.com, Paul Rudd's awesome Say annual event. Next year, y'all are going to want to be here because this is an event you're not going to want to miss.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being here.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the 14th episode of BWay Show, the podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review so you can be a spy on the inside for future episodes. To watch the video of this conversation with Paul Rudd, as well as my coverage of Say's events, head over to BWayShow.com. To learn more about Say, the Stuttering Association for the Young, head over to Say.org. Thanks as always to Kyle Braxton, aka Geddon, for these awesome beats, Jelani Remy for the beautiful intro riff, Alex Brightman for the Showtime promo, Chelsea Hill, aka Illustrating Diva, for the cool cover art, and all of the wonderful guests. If this was your jam, you can become a Showtreon. Head over to patreon.com/BWayShow. We do weekly trivia and monthly video chats. It's a fun time. Come check it out. We don't know the future of live theater, or when Broadway will be back. But we do know it's on all of us to get through this pandemic. Wear a mask, be safe, and let's take care of ourselves. We'll see you at the show.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.